Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 49 for week 51 of the Rotary year, June 17th, 2019. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began last July 1st. Many of you know Kitty Noble as our talented executive director, but you may not know that she is an active Rotarian who began with the West Des Moines Rotary Club and rose through the ranks of that club to become their second female president. I'm excited to share an interesting interview with Kitty as she explains her past Rotary experiences, as well as the highlights of the recent Rotary International Convention in Hamburg, Germany. Let's learn more from Kitty.
We're visiting today on Rotary Roundabout with the Executive Director of the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Kitty Noble. Welcome, Kitty.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You have an interesting history with Rotary, and I thought it would be good for our listeners to know a little bit about your experiences, not only as executive director, but your prior experiences with club leadership and Rotary before you came on as our executive director. And so I thought it'd be fun to kind of share how you came into being part of the Rotary family, and then how you moved into being one of the most respected executive directors of large clubs here in the U.S., and I would say that whether you are on the phone or not, because you are well-respected and your opinion is highly regarded in the circles of other executive directors. But why don't you share with the listeners a little bit about how you came to Rotary and some of the things that you have done with your previous club, and then kind of how you came into being with the executive director's position here at Club 27.
Sure, I'd be happy to tell that story. So I became a Rotarian in 1996. I was asked to join the West Des Moines Rotary Club. At that time, I worked as the executive director for the Historic Valley Junction Foundation in West Des Moines. And so I gladly joined the Rotary Club of West Des Moines, not really knowing what it was all about. I was under 30 at the time and got engaged quickly with the club. It was a smaller club than what our club is, but do a lot of great things, as all Rotary clubs do. And I served time there, and in 2002, I became the president of the West Des Moines Rotary Club, the second female to be president of their club. So I know.
Oh my gosh, good for you.
I know well what goes into being club president, Sean, so I appreciate all that you do and know how that all works. So I have full respect for that leadership role. So with that role, I was able to attend the international convention in that year, which was in Barcelona, Spain. And that year was particularly exciting because Norman Borlaug was given the highest honor Rotary Award given to any non-Rotarian, and it was quite a lovely production of awarding him at that time, and I was so enthused to be in that audience and actually know where Iowa was when people are like, where is Iowa?
I know. Really?
So that was quite an experience. I mean, all the conventions are phenomenal, but that one was an exception to have witnessed that. So I was in that club for a few more years and enjoyed my time there. And got a call from one of our Rotarians in our club now, who I knew outside of Rotary, and he said that the Rotary Club of Des Moines was looking for an executive director. Well, I didn't listen closely enough to understand that it was a full-time position. I thought he was asking me to volunteer my time with another Rotary Club. So once I put my listening ears on and listened to what he had to say, I went through the interview process and was delighted to hear about this opportunity, and the rest, they say, is history. That was in 2007.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are certainly the beneficiaries of your previous Rotary experience, but also your wonderful knowledge of not only the Rotary Club of Des Moines as an institution, but the larger view of how large clubs work. We are a little different in that most Rotary clubs are, 30 members, I think, is kind of how the average goes. And, we're well over 200. So each club has its own unique identity, but your background certainly has lent itself very well to navigating some of the challenges of operating a larger club. So I just want to say thank you for that and all that you do for us. So you mentioned that you went to Barcelona at the International Convention in 2002, but you have also had the opportunity to go to other Rotary International conventions, and most recently you were able to attend the Hamburg, Germany convention with our president-elect designee, Doug Salzgaber. And I was wondering if you could share maybe some of your observations of that conference, as well as maybe some of the highlights.
Sure. No, another wonderful convention. They all have their special things that go on, and this was an exception by all means. There were over 25,000 people at this convention, which is about average. I think the largest one I've attended was 50,000, but 25,000 is still a lot of Rotarians.
Yes.
And most of the attendees were from North America, which is unusual. So I did run into quite a few Californians and other Midwesterners, as well as those from all around the world, which is always amazing to meet people from countries that you don't even know where they are on the map necessarily.
Well, that's a good thing about Rotary.
That's right. I've learned my geography at that opening session when they have all the flags of the countries brought
sure.
in. And like, now, where is that? Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. So that's always a fabulous experience to see all the flags and the countries being projected on the screen. So this year they had a little different opening general session. They offer a morning and afternoon, and you are assigned to one of the particular sessions. This year they offered what they called Inspiration Lounge, and Doug and I opted to try something different. This was a little smaller venue to still experience the opening session, but it had some lounge chairs and tables. You could, you know, talk to each other more readily than you could in a large style convention seating space. And there were libations and beverages and food, and no German beer, Sean. Not inside, but outside.
Okay. Well, you knew what I was going to ask.
I did. I was prepared for that. That was after you left the session. And it was a nice experience. It was a little different than what they've done in the past, and had the large screen so you could see what was going on. And President Barry Racine, the current still president of RI, did make an appearance in our room. We were all watching him on the screen, and then we realized, he's right here in the center of the room holding the Rotary flag. So that was
special
that they did incorporate some live elements to that as well.
Sure. So you you had an opportunity to attend these larger sessions, but what were some of the smaller breakout sessions that you attended, and maybe some of the highlights of maybe one or two that you had attended?
Sure. So Doug and I split up and attended different sessions. And as you know, having attended a large convention before, the very spacious, and sometimes the breakout rooms were far away and you couldn't get to the next one on time, or you had to wait in line and they only let so many in. But they did a pretty good job of it this time around, and I was able to attend a few sessions, one being on the Rotary Strategic Plan. There were a couple of those that had a beginning and an intermediate version. Another one was on telling a compelling Rotary story. They had tips on videos and how to use social media, which is always interesting to see what other clubs have done. Then some kind of standard practices of media content and how Rotary logos and whatnot should be used properly. Just going back to all of the ins and outs of proper use of the Rotary logo with their new branding that has been put into place a few years ago.
So how long did the convention last?
Well, it started on Sunday. I think was that June. I'm not even looking at June 1st, and it went through Wednesday. So Sunday through Wednesday. And it was action-packed the whole time.
Well, it sounds like it was. And then you had an opportunity to take a few more days beyond the convention and put on your tourist hat. Tell us a little bit about your experiences in touring that part of Germany.
Well, sure. No, you get lots of tips from the locals as to what you should see outside of Rotary time. So that was always nice to get the insider tips. And then we stayed with an Airbnb, which was a lovely opportunity to stay with someone local who spoke mostly German and a little English. So that was a challenge, but nevertheless, we got through it. And they gave good directions as to visit places. One of the most fun things that ended up happening, our host had suggested a cafe that took a couple of bus stops and a long trek into what seemed to be a place that wasn't going nowhere. But lo and behold, we came upon the over 100-year-old cafe, and everything was strictly in German. There was no little English subtitles on any of the menus, but we were fortunate that most people speak enough English, you can get some help. But this happened to be a staff full of very young people who were enthusiastic to speak English, and our server spoke perfect English. I mean, I thought he was American from the way he was speaking. We asked him where he learned his English, and he said, "Well, I was an exchange student a few years ago in the United States." So we asked him where, and he said, "Well, it's a place called Iowa." Well, our mouth fell open and said, "We know where that is." And his mouth fell open, and lo and behold, he had been an exchange student in Mount Vernon. And
fantastic.
And is going back in a few months to see his host family. So we took our pictures, and he helped order food that we knew what we were getting from the menu, and just had a great time. So while he wasn't a Rotary exchange student, he knew what Rotary was, and just seeing a youth experiencing a country is kind of a Rotarian experience, whether he was a Rotarian or not.
Well, it sounds like you couldn't have scripted a better opportunity to interact with the local folk and have it hit back home at the same time.
Indeed, that's for sure.
So with that experience and other experiences that you've had, talking about being a world traveler of sorts to some of these different locations, over the years, have you had the opportunity to make friends with other Rotarians from across the globe?
Yes, that is the highlight of the Rotary conventions. You'll see people getting together that meet just there every year to, you know, connect and reconnect and work on Rotary projects together. I do have a friend that I keep in touch with year after year. Unfortunately, she got to Hamburg and her father had passed away, so we weren't able to meet up. But I also did connect with some of the other fellow large club directors, and we had some fellowship in Friendship Hall. But it's really special to witness people seeing each other from across the world that get together once a year and sometimes more frequently to talk about Rotary.
So addition to your world friends, were there other folks from District 6000 that you had an opportunity to get together with while you were there?
Yes, they held a District 6000 breakfast, which is traditionally held by the incoming district governor-elect. So this year, Steve and Leslie Dakin hosted a lovely breakfast at the local Marriott Hotel. There were probably 35 other District 6000 representatives. Our own club member, Todd Wheeler, was there with his wife, Joyce, from the Waukee Club. And then Steve Moraine from our club, who is married to Erna, who is our incoming district governor. And Erna had invited a few of her district governor elects from around the Midwest to attend the breakfast as well. So we got to hear what some other districts are doing. So it was a really lovely breakfast.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's always fun to see some local folks, especially when you're abroad. It just kind of furthers the chance to get to know them a little bit better along the way. And you know, the interesting thing I find about the Rotary International Convention, just to make a shameless plug for it, is you come away more fully appreciating the depth and the scope of what Rotary is and is doing throughout the world. And sometimes you get a little, you know, closed view sometimes just staying in your club. But I was, at least when I went, it was an opportunity to really take the blinders off and understand how many dedicated, wonderful people are active within Rotary, and to see them so active on these different projects of different sizes and different scopes along the way. So it's now, where is it going to be held next year? Do you know? I should have known that, but I didn't.
Yeah, it is going to be held in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu.
So with that plug, Sean, I agree. I think everyone in Rotary should try to experience at least one convention. It definitely shows you, like you said, the depth and the scope. We are an international organization, and you hear about it, but to experience that, it's indescribable. So sign up now, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yep.
Registration is open, and it's discounted if you sign up before December 31st, so we can have a great representation from Club 27.
wouldn't that be fun? So
it would be.
Anyway, it's always fun to visit with you. I would suggest to any of our listeners, if they haven't had the opportunity to take a few minutes and get to know you a little bit better, I hope that they will, because your experiences are beneficial to our club. And certainly we are thankful to have a person of your knowledge and stature and abilities helping Club 27 live out the goals and roles of Rotary. So, Kitty, thank you for joining us today, and I hope that you will continue to support Rotary and be a part of our club for a long, long time.
My pleasure. I hope to be around. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to Kitty for her service above self for our club and Rotary. This week, we'll once again be welcoming 24 Mandela Fellows to our meeting. You may not know that this summer, Drake University will again host the prestigious Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders for the fourth year in a row. Launched in 2014, the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders is the flagship program of the Young African Leaders Initiative and embodies the United States' commitment to invest in the future of Africa. 25 of Africa's brightest emerging leaders between the ages of 25 and 35 will spend 6 weeks learning from Drake faculty and engaging in the Greater Des Moines community from June 19th to July 28th. Our own Lance Noe is deeply involved with this program and our club as they welcome these emerging leaders during their stay in Des Moines. Now, please be sure and take a moment to introduce yourself to one of these emerging leaders during this week's meeting. Another opportunity to get involved with the important local efforts is coming up in July, as volunteers are needed to sort food items that need to be labeled, counted, and boxed at the Food Bank of Iowa at 2220 East 17th Street in Des Moines. This volunteer activity will be from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 10th. Now, we're looking for 15 to 20 volunteers to help out. No experience is necessary, and family members are certainly welcome. To sign up, register, or get in contact with Katy County, who is a member of the Community Service Committee. As a friendly reminder, our fellow Rotarians with the Northwest Club are sponsoring the first annual Pickleball for a Purpose fundraiser to benefit programs for kids in need in the Urbandale area. This will be on June 22nd at Smash Park in West Des Moines. The entry fee is $30 per person with two matches guaranteed. There are experienced and novice brackets for men, women, and mixed double teams. Raffle prizes, food and beverage discounts are available, and breakfast and a t-shirt are included. Now, former Iowa and NFL great Chuck Long will be on site signing books and telling stories from 9 to 11 a.m. If you have the time, please stop by and support this new effort to support the Northwest Rotary Club. Our meeting this Thursday, June 20th, will be featuring Robin Gruhl with the Canine Census, which is an organization that serves working canines by coaching the human end of the leash. Now, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? If you know someone who might be interested in this topic, please invite them to be your guest and attend with you at Rotary. Friends, that's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways I can make this medium beneficial to our club. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope that you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening. And as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.